Welcome to your daily devotional, May 23rd. What you approve, you accept. Romans chapter 1 and verse 32. Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Romans chapter 1 and verse 32. In the preceding verses, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, the Lord talks about the fact that God is known through His creation, and that men are without excuse for not seeking further revelation. When people refuse to seek God and His ways, they are left to their own devices, and they are prone to fall into all manner of depravity. Some of the sins that men fall into, as described in the first chapter of Romans, are human pride, thanklessness, idolatry, lust, homosexual behavior, debased minds, covetousness, envy, and disobedience to parents. This list is by no means exhaustive, and I encourage you to take a read of this whole chapter. It is interesting that at the end of the chapter, in the very last verse, our text, another sin is added. It is the sin of approving evil. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Jesus never approved sin. Though His mercy is great, when confronted with the sinner caught in the act, He said, "Go and sin no more." Jesus did not fail to call sin what it is. Jesus spoke often about the need for people to repent of their sins and to seek forgiveness from God. Jesus did not omit the fact that there is a righteous judgment of God. In fact, He spoke more about hell than He did about heaven during His earthly ministry, at least based on the content in the four Gospels. Let the children of God follow the example of the Master in the counsel of Scripture, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Let the church of God follow the example of the Master and the counsel of Scripture, and let none of these sins be approved by the Lord's professing people. May we be fearers of God and not fearers of men. Men and women of conviction and not compromise. May we consider well the adage insofar as it coincides with Scripture truth. What you approve, you accept.